The South Carolina Department of Agriculture uses federal funding to help producers offset certain costs of growing their business. I'm Mike Davis, and I am joined by South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, who's here to tell us about these cost share grants and how to apply. Free money, Commissioner. Tell me more.
That's right. Free money as long as it's a shared deal.
Okay.
This runs through the U.S. Department of Agriculture Specialty Crop Block Grants, and those come to the state, and then we administer them. Well, specialty crop is any crop that does not have its own USDA-specific program, like some of the major crops. So that's how this name, which sounds pretty simple, comes about.
I see.
So for those producers, again, who want to take the next step in their operations, we come along with a cost share program that will help them with some specific, again, some additions that they want to do, or some expansions, or some certifications. So we do the organic certification cost share, which is just that. If a farmer wants to become organic certified, that's a part. That's one thing they can do. Then something we've done for quite a while is the cold storage cost share. And, you know, with all of these fruit and vegetables, refrigeration is always an issue. And it's basically, we call it a cool bot. And it helps them make almost any enclosed environment, like a walk-in cooler, a pass-in cooler, things like that. So that's been very popular. GAP is another, and GAP is good agricultural practices. And there are specific things you have to do for almost any crop that you grow, and the GAP certification is being asked of our producers by more and more buyers, be it school systems, hospitals, certain wholesalers, things like that. And then the value-added packaging, the USDA does value-added grants themselves separately from this, but if a person is moving into value-added of a product, be it tomato sauce from tomatoes, that type of thing, the packaging is something we'll cost share with them. And then other things like market development, trade show, and education is just an overall overarching effort to help people become more aware of a whole host of things, either it's requirements for certain markets or whether some of these dollars can be found to help out. So the market development, trade show, and education conference, we do that in the spring, and so there's help for them to participate in that. And then finally, the produce safety rule, which we've been managing for, 10 years now, I guess. On-farm improvements for farmers to comply with the produce safety rules. So a lot of rules, but a lot of help to comply with the rules. So I guess the more rules they keep making in Washington, the more money they'll keep sending to help people follow the rules. So that's just sort of a short list of things that we offer. And it's easy to find a little more explanation on each of those by going to our website, where we always start people off at agriculture.sc.gov, and then /grants, and that'll put people in the right direction.
Well, like you said, there's plenty of requirements, and there's always some hoops to be jumped through or whatever, but that'll get them started, and we'll have that link on our website at sfntoday.com as well. Commissioner, is there anything you'd like to add about these cost share grants?
Well, we have a very good number of staff people to help answer questions or walk people through these. Very pleased at our service level that we do, so just hope that perhaps some listeners will take advantage of them.
Very good. Again, you can find that information at sfntoday.com, along with a link to that grant page for South Carolina Ag Department. With Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.